It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thank you. I wrote this out, so I'm reading from the statement. I voted for Coach Belichick in the Hall of Fame selection meeting. The Pro Football Hall of Fame has confirmed that fact through the auditors of the selection process. Again, I'll state that I never said that I believe that Coach Belichick should, quote, wait a year, close quote, for enshrinement. This has been confirmed by the Pro Football Hall of Fame, numerous selectors who are in the room, and my vote for Coach Belichick. As a Hall of Fame member and selector, I realize the import of what we do. I've always tried, as a selector, to make these difficult choices with the utmost of objectivity. I've said on SiriusXM Radio and numerous other media outlets that I believe Coach Belichick to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. My vote confirms that.
High noon, Jones and Keith, WEEI. That was Bill Polian.
I believe him less.
On the witness stand, Keith. Yeah. You believe him less?
Oh, the lights were pretty hot. And he was not ready for that. Yeah, he was...
Hostage cam is what he was doing there on SiriusXM. Reading from a statement.
Fighting back tears while he was reading a prepared statement that said who he voted for a week ago. Out of a list of five names, you're allowed to vote for three. He couldn't remember. And now he's like, no, the Hall of Fame said I voted for Bill. It's like,
all right, thank you. I wrote this out, so I'm reading from the statement.
Okay. He should have just recorded it ahead of time.
He's like, I asked Google AI to write a statement for me. It says here, I did vote for Bill, and I didn't say he should wait a year for Spygate. That's not, I would never do that.
He should have recorded it and played it. Just right on his phone.
Guys, here's my statement.
What was the Chappelle sketch where it was like,
what was that one?
Where he's like on the stand and he like just keeps playing the thing over and over again? What is that?
That's what Polian should have done.
He decided to, then also.
The fifth?
Yeah, no, was it the fifth?
No, a different one.
Fifth was different. Yeah, he had like some like prepared statement.
Yeah.
I don't recall what that was.
Was that R. Kelly?
No, R. Kelly is I Plead the Fifth.
Oh, right.
I think.
All right, I'm getting them all confused now.
I think.
But this was Polian being like, guys, I said it on SiriusXM. It's like, okay. He's like, nobody believes you. Yeah. Nobody believes you at all. Because
guys,
all the reporting
they certified the votes.
So the report was, this is a couple days ago. It's like, Belichick not getting in. And you're like, whoa. And then it was like, everybody's like, Bill Polian led a group. Like, everybody was saying that. Like, this was sourced.
Uh-huh.
And now he's like, then he made the mistake of being like, yeah, I don't remember who I voted for, which was insane. Honestly, more of a red flag for his spot on the committee than even just, I didn't vote for Bill this time.
We've actually already broken one of our own rules.
We're not going to shame Bill Polians because.
And who else?
Fats.
Right. We're not going to fat shame.
No, we're not going to do that.
And we're not going to Bill Polian shame because honestly, the man might be in a dark place.
He might not make it to the Super Bowl.
He might.
The way things are going. He might have already seen his last big game.
He might be rooting against the Patriots in the sky is what you're saying. Yeah, he might be.
Or he might be looking up at us saying, Bill should never get in the Hall of Fame. So that's where we're at with Bill Polian.
Weakly shaking his fist.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson should be a wide receiver and the Colts are better than the Pats. You're like, all right, bud. Tough couple of decades for Bill Polian, but he shouldn't have a vote. You know, we talked about it with Rob Bradford because everybody makes fun of the BBWAA, as they should.
Yeah, they
but he
should.
Brought up a good point,
they,
though.
Just
no, they're
they,
not.
Just because the Pro Football Hall of Fame also sucks shouldn't make those writers feel any better.
But you are getting some fresh blood. Like, you can't have, like, hey, when was the last time you covered the league? Like, oh, 1997. Like, well, then maybe you don't need to vote on the guys that played throughout the 2000s.
Right.
You know, and so they're starting to get some newer voters in baseball. Whereas football, they keep it limited to 50, and you go through the list, and like Bradford brings it up jokingly, but it's true. Like, some of these outlets are made up outlets. Like, one guy writes
Talk of Fame. That's not a real one.
One guy writes.
You don't go to Talk of Fame every day.
Talk of Fame Network.
I check it before every show, Keith. I'm like, am I missing anything? What did Talk of Fame say today?
One guy's like AdamJones.com. I'm like, oh, that's good. Like, what is that? So there's a bunch of weird ones on there. They need to get rid of that and then figure it out. Because I'm with you. Like, ultimately, you know, if you didn't vote for somebody, let's hear why. It's a sports discussion. Let's hear why. I'll disagree with you. I doubt you'll be able to sway me on Bill not getting in. But let's at least hear why you thought
that. The guy in Kansas City, I give credit to. He wrote about it. It's a full column. He's like, look, I thought others were going to vote for Belichick and Kraft. They will get in, even if they don't get in this year. Yeah. Those guys are getting in. So I voted for LC Greenwood and Roger Craig and Ken Anderson all over Belichick because I thought they were going to slip through the cracks and this was going to be their last chance. And it's a flawed system, but it is the system, and I want to make sure they get their due. So I didn't vote for Bill. I think that's stupid.
But as you know from watching reality shows, that doesn't work. If you're just like, hey, everybody's going to vote for this person, let's vote over here. And then you like burn a few votes, and then that person gets like five burn votes. Now they're out. You know, and like, or whatever. So like, it doesn't
vote,
work that way.
A burn vote comes back to bite you all the time.
Yeah, and that's what happened here.
Plus, like, oh, by the way, you think Ken Anderson's a Hall of Famer? Like, we should investigate that.
Yeah.
But whatever. At least he faced the music and answered it and gave an explanation, which Seth Wickersham and Mike Sando and others have kind of explained. Like, a lot of people in that room assumed Bill was going to get in, so they didn't vote for it. I think Polian said in the room that he was going to vote for Bill. Even if he put up a stink about it and brought up Spygate and said maybe he should sit for a year, I bet, just to put it out there, he said, all right, well, even despite my feelings on this, I am going to vote for Bill. And then, in their private vote, Survivor style, where they show their vote to the camera, he said he's voting for LC Greenwood or whatever, and he didn't vote for Belichick. I bet that's what's going on.
I mean, he might have voted for a salami sandwich, for all we know. Like, I don't trust this guy at all. Like, he might have wrote down his lunch order and been like, here. They're like, Bill, that's really nice, but we need some of the players or coaches, maybe, Bill. Come back and give us some Hall of Fame candidates.
Bill, this is a receipt for Werther's.
He's like, I want a soup. And you're like, Bill, this is not what this is for.
This is a Metamucil receipt. What is this?
We're here for the Hall of Fame, Bill. Come on.
617-779-7937. A reminder, WEEI's Big Game Coverage brought to you by Ketchus Law Group, the official law firm of the New England Patriots, and by Shaw's and Star Market, proud to be local since 1860. Bill, you can get your Metamucil there.
Yeah.
You were maybe put on trial by the Ketchus Law Group when you prepared your statement yesterday.
Man, yeah, he did not do well. He would not be a good witness.
You want to go on the clock, fix these Halls of Fame?
Yeah.
We're fixing them all. Yep. Okay, it's not just the pro. They're all flawed.
Yep.
So we are going to solve in 60 seconds all of the Hall of Fames right now. You have 30 seconds if you want to dial us up at 617-779-7937. The suggestion box is open.
Yep.
Here on Jones and Keefe. Let's put Keefe on the clock.
All right, so I'm fixing the basketball, football, hockey, baseball, wrestling, UFC, you name, boxing, all the Hall of Fames. They've all been ruined. You could do the easy thing. Oh, make the votes public. Great, that's fine. You can do that. Or you could do what the guy said yesterday. You get 5 points for this, 10 points. No, I'm just kidding. You're not going to do that. Starting from scratch, we're going to tear them all down. We're kicking everybody out. We're starting at zero.
I like that.
We're going to have the best and brightest vote on this. The committee is going to be made up of, you guessed it, radio hosts, sports radio hosts around the country. There's going to be 100 of us each week.
You're one of them.
Yes, okay. I'm one of them. You are as well.
Oh, great.
You are as well.
Oh, I like it.
Each week, we vote for one person. One person for each sport. By the end of the year, you have 52 people in your Hall of Fames. Great place to start. You can do that for another year. You get to 100, and then at that point, you just have like a go back to one a year. One or two a year. Most votes wins. So if it's 100 people, you don't need 75% of the vote. You just need the most votes. So if everybody votes Tom Brady, Tom Brady gets in. If everybody, he might only get 10 votes, but if it's the most votes, he gets in. So by the end of the year, you have 50 people.
Thank you, Nick. I mean, we were all thinking it. My God. No, I get it. Whoever gets the most votes.
Good point
gets
by the text line. Yes, also Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Corn's not in? Give me a break. You don't have corn in your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? How dare you? How dare you even open your doors?
I assumed you meant the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know you didn't say it. It was implied.
No. Wrestling Hall of Fame's insane.
So
took
like,
Macho Man Randy Savage forever, right?
I like
this. I think he's finally in, but it took him forever to get in.
We're both voters in this. I like this a lot.
100 sports radio.
I know, but like, so
we're two of them.
How many are in Boston? Just us two?
You and me, and then Billy breaks the tie. Like we do on Tears. I think it would work.
Then who else is in? Like Mad Dog? Who else is in?
Yeah, I would think Mad Dog would get a vote.
I mean, respect. Can we put the sports pope in? He's still working.
Oh, Francesa?
Yeah,
he gets a vote.
Yep. He does, though. I don't want to. He's like a Kent Summers Borges type. Yeah. Like, where exactly are you working?
Jim Rome.
Yep.
He'll vote once.
Yeah.
Yep. Somebody will write down his vote for him, and then he'll read it.
Yeah.
Classic Rome. He'll have one of his writers actually vote for him.
Okay, so you're starting from scratch.
I'm tearing the whole thing down.
I really, honestly like that a lot.
Thank you.
You are a small hall guy.
Tiny hall.
We both are.
Yeah, by the end of the year, there's only 50 Hall of Famers total.
Yeah, but you said 2 years, 100 vote. That doesn't sound like a very small hall.
Yeah, but how many people do you think are in the Baseball Hall of Fame right now?
I agree with you way more, but how many people are in the Hall of Fame? Way too many.
Seven!
There's way too many in the Hall of Fame.
All right, hold on a second.
Yeah, if you could.
There are Oh, there's only 281. Oh, no, there's 354 total members in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Oh, that's honestly high.
It's really
I'm
high.
Sorry, low. Yeah. I thought there was more than that.
No, I didn't think it was more than that.
Oh, okay. All right, so maybe limit it to 1 year. So then you have 52, and then
start with it.
One a week, and what an exciting week that'll be every Friday. Big announcement. Like, oh, my God.
Hey, who jumped the game
for?
Oh,
who's in the Hall of Fame?
Good show content. Yeah.
Covers Top 5 Friday for the next year.
Oh, yeah. Who do you got?
We have a Hall of Fame.
What isn't?
Oh, we do have a Hall of Fame.
We do have a Hall of Fame.
We do have a Hall of Fame. We got the caller, the one
but it's a small hall. We have two people in it. Oh, three people in it.
Well, we also have a Haas Hall of Fame. That's different. The Haas Hall.
Oh, no, we have a Ring of Honor and a Haas Hall.
Ring of Honor. I was thinking of the Ring of Honor. You were thinking of the Haas Hall of Fame, Billy.
Do we have a regular Hall of Fame or just a Wall of Fame?
I don't know. We don't have a Hall of Fame.
Oh, we have a Ring of Honor.
We have a Ring of Honor.
I just said that.
Yeah.
Well,
Alan Rhode Island.
The guy that won that contest that time.
Yeah, Alan, I'm looking at it. We keep very detailed notes. The Jones and Keefe Ring of Honor is just Alan Rhode Island, who won the first Joe Mazzulla game that we
played. I thought we put Randy Moss in.
And then in the Haas Hall of Fame, it is just Garrett Crochet and Matt Khalil.
Well,
so far.
Understandably so.
Yeah,
those guys deserve
it. Those are
it.
Small halls.
If the Pats
we
win the Super Bowl.
We practice what we preach. Put our money where our mouth is.
I'd like to nominate Milton Williams if the Pats win the Super Bowl.
Haas Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Friend
or
of the show.
Of honor.
Both.
Or both.
Yeah, both.
Did Milt ever win Haas of the Week?
Yeah, he could be the first one.
Milt has.
Yeah, Milt has. Yeah. We could at least retire him to the Haas Hall of Fame, at least.
I think we should come up with our own Hall of Fame then, because all these Hall of Fames are broken. But wouldn't it be a good idea? So if you were like, starting right now,
yeah.
Everybody, you can vote for one person for basketball. Mm-hmm. Only one.
Yeah, I'd vote LeBron. He's the show's goat.
I'd vote for Michael Jordan,
all right,
and then he'd be in.
Billy doesn't break the tie, actually, in this scenario.
Yeah,
it's Terp.
It's Jordan.
Terp,
yeah,
Jordan. Terp
Jordan.
Breaks
no,
the tie.
What, Terp's going to sprint down the hallway to break the tie? Billy's right there.
A basketball, Terp breaks ties, yeah.
Baseball, you could vote for one person for baseball. Who'd you vote for? Dustin Pedroia.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth?
Yeah, Babe Ruth is in my Hall of Fame. He's not in yours?
Barry Bonds. Let's get real.
You want to get
basketball, Hockey Hall of Fame, you can vote for one right now. You have no Felix the Cat Potvin? Who do you got?
Gretzky?
Yeah, Gretzky.
I guess I got to go.
We got to start. Next week, you can vote for somebody else, but that's week one.
Well, you threw me off with your Bonds vote. I was trying to right wrongs here.
Wrestling Hall of Fame. You can vote for one person right now. Wrestling Hall of Fame, who'd you vote for?
Hulkster.
Good
guy Hall of Fame.
Might be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nice.
I'd vote for him as well. And then what was the other one we didn't do? Do we not do
football?
Football Hall of Fame.
I do football.
Yeah, Brady.
Brady.
Look at that.
Yeah, that one's easy.
He's a good
Music Hall of Fame.
Music?
Corn.
Yeah, I knew you were going to write it wrong.
Jones
there.
Going 311.
Yeah, let's get 311 in there. Wait, but I don't understand how this works. If I vote for 311 and you vote for corn.
Well, that's why we have 100 people.
Yeah.
And so whoever has the most votes. So it might be really spread out.
You need 101.
Yeah.
You get 50-50.
Well, Billy, you're kind of technically
101.
101 wouldn't matter, though, because like it's still going to come down to like the winning vote might have like 12 votes because it might be so spread out because people are like, well, it's got to be, you know, Willie Mays. And I'm like, no, it's got to be Ted Williams.
We do need to think about ties, though. Billy makes a good point. We do have to think about ties. So any ties, Billy just breaks the tie.
Billy breaks the tie. Right,
good. Yeah, that makes sense.
The fact
that he lies the crown.
stupid question on the text line. Are you guys fixing the mascot Hall of Fame, too? Yeah, we said all Halls of Fame. Yeah, so we're fixing them all.
Yeah, that one's broken, too.
And a hall's going to be reckless. There's just going to be people everywhere. No rhyme, no reason.
Nope.
Where's this person?
Just
I don't know.
Stuff.
Just look around.
Just be stuff and memorabilia in there.
Toys and stuff like that, like the video games.
Toys. It's going to look like the Dragon's Lair.
It's a nightmare. My wife won't even go in there. She's like, this is a dump. So what do you have comic books, you have video games, you have posters. Like, this is awful.
It's just going to look like
I'm like, I love this. This is my happy place.
This is as happy as I've ever been is right here. Outside of the birth of my children and our wedding day, of course. Okay, so that's Keith's plan.
Yeah, good luck topping that.
To fix the Halls of Fame in just 60 seconds. You have 30 seconds out there if you want to fix them. Again, it's 617-779-7937. Put me on the clock, Nick. All right, we're fixing all the Hall of Fames in just 60 seconds, specifically Pro Football Hall of Fame, Major League Baseball, Basketball Hall of Fame. Listen up, you're on notice. I'm going to start by kicking out all voters over 80. That might be ageism. However, you're out.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't need your vote anymore. You get 1 year on the ballot. It's a yes or a no. There's no committees. There's no trap doorways in. Yes or no, 1 year on the ballot. These votes, by the way, are public. I'm also increasing the threshold. 75-80%, not enough. 90%, one time on the ballot. We know what a Hall of Famer looks like. If you don't get in then, you're not getting in. Apologies to Jim Rice and others who took 15 years. Only professional accomplishments are accounted for in this Hall of Fame. No high school or college basketball Hall of Fame. No CFL Pro Football Hall of Fame. Nothing fake like that. Character isn't considered. I don't care if you cheated, took steroids. I don't care if you're a bad guy. It's a new and improved Hall of Fame that people will care about. This is how they're all fixed.
Are you going to keep them in great cities like Canton and Springfield and Cooperstown?
Ooh, good question. I hadn't thought about location.
Yeah. Shout out Springfield, by the way. Love
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I assumed one would go in Goffstown.
Goffstown should
have one.
One
would go in North Troy, Vermont.
That's true.
I kind of assumed that's where I thought that was implied.
Goffstown's like a Little League baseball factory, so probably the Baseball Hall of Fame should be in Goffstown.
Okay.
Makes the most sense. You're probably more of like a Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Practically in Canada.
Yeah, I think North Troy. Yeah. I think that's probably more a Hockey Hall of Fame.
I like it. It makes sense.
Not that I'd really want to go to it, but yeah. Okay.
How about this guy on the text line? Corn should not be in the Hall of Fame? Dude,
take a lap. That's what's up, Keith.
He blames Korn for new metal, which I would say I kind of honor them for new metal.
You give them credit for it.
Yeah, you credit them for it.
Yeah. My instant answer, I'm with you, Keith, was Barry Bonds. So Barry Bonds is righting a wrong. You would put Bonds in before Ruth over actually starting?
Yeah.
Not just to right a wrong, actually over.
No, he's the face of the new place, Barry Bonds. The giant head.
Honestly, I like what it represents.
His enormous head.
I really very much like what that represents. Yeah. Okay, 617-779-7937. All right, I've not seen this before, Keith, on the subject line.
Oh.
People don't even need the full 30 seconds.
They don't even need
seconds.
It.
We have multiple callers who don't even want the 30 seconds.
Less than 30 seconds.
You got the clock ready back there,
great.
Nick?
Let's go.
Okay, Rick in New Hampshire, you're on the clock. Go ahead.
Yes, I think that every 10 years, whoever the voters are, whether I prefer the general populace, should have a vote of who should be removed from the Hall of Fame because we never had a
he said he needed 10 seconds.
All right, well, he needed more, but removing people is a great start. I just covered it with everybody to start over, but that's also fair, right? Where you're like, hey, we've already done a lot of work. Let's leave some of these names in there, but let's go through them again.
Yeah, so like
the hall.
I want a 90% threshold, so I'd go back and say anybody who didn't reach 90%.
You're done, son?
You're out.
Yeah.
Especially if it wasn't year one.
Okay.
Year one, 90%, I'll remove everybody from the Hall of Fame that didn't hit that.
Take them all out.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Do we know the voting in all sports?
Like
for Basketball Hall of Fame, do we get the actual voting numbers?
See, it doesn't matter because everyone gets in.
That's a good point.
Nobody's mad. There's no snubs in basketball.
Dino Raja's in.
He should be.
Yeah, well.
He had like an 18 and a 10
count.
Season for the C's. Dino was nice. Played in the Olympics?
You got to count the international.
Hell yeah. I think he won a silver medal.
All right, now Joe and Lowell is also making a dangerous assumption here. He doesn't need the full 60 seconds.
Well, you might.
Nick, let's put Joe and Lowell on the clock. Go ahead.
Get him, Joe.
Yeah, simple for the people who have a vote. Don't be an idiot.
Yep, all right. Yeah, that works.
He said 1 second. But
don't
that was,
be
that was
an
pretty
idiot,
close.
Though.
Yeah, don't be an idiot.
Don't be an idiot.
Don't be dumb.
For the voters.
And as I added, don't be too old.
You're right.
Yeah, don't be a fossil.
Is there a minimum age?
I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
No.
21?
I'm going to say no. Yeah, actually, yeah. 7 is good.
That's
7
is. What are these, 6 plus? You got to be 6 plus.
I mean, look, trust me. I'm fingers crossed for counting that.
Yeah.
6 plus. Let's go with 6 plus.
So once you hit that first grade, you can vote in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But as soon as you turn 80, give it back.
Yeah, Lucas can vote.
Yeah.
CC can vote.
Beans? Oh, yeah, she's voting.
Georgie?
No,
sorry.
Not yet.
Sorry,
get in line.
Yeah.
We'll see you in 3 years.
It's about your age, not your gender, Georgie.
Right.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
to do with that.
Nothing to do with that. Being female. It's strictly about your age. I want you to know that. Okay, 617-779.
Korn has one good song. This anti-Korn guy
is it all the same number?
He's getting under my skin. Yeah, it has to be. There can't be more than
is
one.
Is it that 401 guy who bothers me? No, it's a different one.
No, okay, it's different numbers.
He must not have listened a couple days ago when we played, 8 Korn songs?
Yeah, all Korn rejoins. Yeah, unbelievable Korn. No, people said, hey, we're listening in Springfield. I know. I like Springfield. Good spot.
I like Springfield.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we trashed Matt Shaw and Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, so I can see why Springfield thinks we have an agenda against
them. Well,
I don't.
Not the town or city that it is. It's more that they let everybody into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's the bigger
issue.
And
they produce overrated baseball players, apparently.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, but otherwise, I love Springfield.
Yeah.
I've been to the BetMGM casino there. Sportsbook, wonderful. Tyler's in New Hampshire on a separate topic.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, sorry to get off the rails here, guys, because, first off, Korn not being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's just absolute disrespect. Like, they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I wanted to talk about the disrespect that the Patriots have been getting lately from the talking heads in sports media. Like, Cam Newton, for example. Call me crazy, but I didn't think he was all that great. So who is he who choked in a Super Bowl critique a 23-year-old kid who's under tremendous pressure,
okay,
who in his first
look,
full year.
Look, I don't want to defend. Hang on, Tyler. I don't want to defend Cam Newton, but just because he wasn't like
he's more qualified than me and Jones to talk about it.
I mean, he was an MVP of the league. Yeah, he's not qualified to critique other players.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he's kind of qualified to critique other players, but I feel like he's been putting disrespect on him in the fact that he's, yes, like, is he getting help from Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel and a supporting cast? Absolutely. But he's still making elite plays. He's still extending plays with his legs. He's still under a tremendous amount of pressure. He's handling it well. I feel like discrediting him, I don't agree with it. I really don't agree with it. Okay. And quite frankly,
I don't agree with it either. But I'm
great
not
first take though.
I'm not questioning his accomplishments. He's qualified
to
do it.
Fine.
He just stinks at it.
He's bad at it.
Yeah.
Great first thought though by Tyler on
corn.
No, but the thing with Cam is it's been odd, and we've tried to figure it out this year because all year long he's been calling out Drake May. So it's not just like he piled on in the playoffs. It's like, hey, you're not doing much in the playoffs, which in reality is fairly true. But even in the regular
season,
he's
been doing it even when Drake May was lighting it up in the regular season. Good point.
And that's why we're like
a game manager.
What is that? Is that because he likes Bill and he doesn't like the Patriots having this kind of success without Bill, or maybe because he was here and was so bad here? I don't know what it is, because Drake May actually grew up liking the Panthers and liking Cam Newton. Like, of all people, you
went to the Super Bowl in San Francisco to watch the Panthers and Cam Newton play in it. Because he was such a big Cam Newton and Panthers fan.
Like that picture making the rounds of he and his wife like at the game when they're in like middle school, like Panthers gear.
Yeah,
and, like,
his dad had money, so he was able to go. But like, you know, all these things. But he was such a big fan that he went there to cheer on Cam Newton. So yeah, that is an odd dynamic. Yeah. I don't know what's at play there.
He's never really liked him.
Look, Cam stinks at his analysis. I wouldn't say he's not qualified to give analysis. I would never say that.
No, no, no.
617-779-7937. We got all your feedback here. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. We'll get back to Drake May. Showing up on the injury report, what do we make of that? You're going to hear from Mike Vrabel live in the 1 o'clock hour here today on Jones and Keefe. Kiefer Madness on the way as well. Stay tuned for all of it again right after Trending with Billy.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Boston Celtics fell 117-106 to the Atlanta Hawks at the TD Garden last night. C's return to the court tomorrow night, hosting the Sacramento Kings. Jason Tatum told ESPN that he hasn't made a decision about whether he will return from a torn Achilles tendon this season. The New England Patriots did not practice, but released an injury report yesterday. Quarterback Drake May would have been limited with a shoulder. Mac Hollins would have also been limited with an abdomen. Hunter Henry, Harold Landry, Morgan Moses, Thayer Munford, and Robert Spillane would not have participated. Pats are back on the practice field today at 2:15. Mike Vrabel will meet with the media at 1:10 today. You can hear that press conference right here on 93.7. The Patriots will face the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl 60 next Sunday, February 8th. Kickoff from Levi Stadium is at 6:30. And tonight, the Boston Bruins look to make it back-to-back wins when the Bees host the Philadelphia Flyers. Puck drop the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. The 99 Restaurant's $14.99 Big Deal Meals are big on flavor, big on comfort, and big on value. And now you can dig into these big hottie meals all day, every day. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Good stuff, as always, from Adam Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons.
The Info Guy.
If you missed any of that, if you want more of that, use the Rewind feature, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. That really was... maybe we should feel better that it's like so off Schefter's radar.
Yeah,
that Drake May is hurt. He's like, Vrabel said what? What
did he say?
And I'm sorry, what
did Drake say?
What did Drake say about it? Huh? Like, it's so far off his radar. Maybe
like,
we should feel better about it.
Doesn't sound good. Like, okay, so you're not gonna be able to add to that in any way. You haven't heard, but
guys,
no, maybe your read
I
on
don't
it,
know anything.
Maybe your read on it is good. You know, if there was something really wrong, I don't want to say.
But
if
what did Vrabel say?
I'm sorry, what?
It's obviously something, because if it was nothing, he wouldn't be on the list. And for everybody that says, well, Tom Brady used to be on the list all the time, you're right, all the time, not just popped up right before the Super Bowl. So this is very different in that sense. But, you know, if there's something significant, then yeah, you would think that would be on Adam Schefter's radar to some degree.
Not great, Bob.
He wouldn't be caught off guard the way that he was. So
like,
I feel like
Rap Sheet's been tweeting about Drake May's shoulder. Where the hell was Schefter on this?
I don't know.
That was so odd.
I don't know. Now, Sam Darnold was actually missing practice prior to the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
People were like, oh, Drew Locke's taking a few snaps. You're like, I'm sorry, what? And then he played, and he played great in the NFC Championship game. Also popped up on the fake injury report yesterday. Fake meaning like they didn't actually practice.
Yeah,
they
was an issue. Estimated injury report. Yeah.
So they were both limited. It's an oblique injury for Sam Darnold. It's a right shoulder for Drake May. Everybody that we talk to fully expects him to play. It's just a matter of, all right, what's it going to look like? How much pain is there? Is he limited in any way? Not just like reps in practice, but like on the game field. Or is this going to be one of those like, hey, he dealt with all that, still had a great game, and like, holy crap, it's even more impressive.
Yeah, I think he's going to play. The question is at what level? Mm-hmm. And if you believe Phil Perry, and I do, Phil said he was dealing with something in the right shoulder, made worse by the Hufanga hit,
mm-hmm.
but he said he was dealing with it prior to the AFC Championship game. So, okay, how'd the offense look in the AFC Championship game? And I know it was a good defense, and eventually it was bad weather. How'd he look to start? He didn't look like himself.
No.
He looked antsy and jumpy and inaccurate, and that's kind of how he's looked all postseason, which makes me think he's been dealing with it even longer than that. Although, I think Taylor Kyle said this to us yesterday. Maybe it was a caller. I think it was Taylor. Brought up one of the hits he took against Houston where his arm is cocked back and he got stripped, and that would make sense, or maybe it started. So, yeah, I think he's going to play. And he could play very well. I have no idea. He might throw for 400 yards and 50-yard touchdown over here and 75-yard touchdown over there. I don't know. But I personally would like my quarterback going into the Super Bowl at 100%.
That'd be ideal.
Yesterday, he pops up on the injury report.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's ideal.
No, it's
not. Doesn't mean they can't win. Doesn't mean he can't play well. It's not ideal.
And we'll get another one today, and we'll have a real actual practice. So you'll know like if he truly was limited or not and how that affects actual preparation for the game.
And Vrabel talks, what?
A half hour from now?
Yeah, a little bit more than that. So you'll hear Vrabel live here on these airwaves. Go nowhere.
Yes.
You'll hear
he says.
Right from the head coach. And you've already heard from him a couple of times this week. He was with Greg on Tuesday. He talked to the media on Tuesday. He said no one got hurt in the Denver game, which does imply May was hurt going into the Denver game.
But he wasn't on the injury report. And I know teams mess around with
That's a dangerous game for him to play. Good point.
Yeah, because you just got to be careful. Why don't you just be consistent?
You played yourself. You played yourself.
You may want to go Bill Polian prepared statement then so you don't step in, you don't get fined or anything.
I'm 95% sure he's healthy. So anyway, you'll catch Vrabel here. On a Thursday, it's typically on Wednesdays. Everything's pushed back a day this week because the Patriots were snowed in Denver. And honestly, it's coming back to bite the Patriots quite a bit.
Yeah.
The shifting of the media schedule has blown up on them quite a bit. 617-779-7937. I want to get back into the Hall of Fame. We haven't read this yet today. Kraft put out a statement on Bill. He said, whatever perceptions may exist about any personal differences between Bill and me, I strongly believe Bill Belichick's record and body of work speak for themselves. As head coach of the New England Patriots for more than two decades, he set the standard for on-field excellence, preparation, and sustained success in the free agency and salary cap era of the National Football League. He's the greatest coach of all time and unequivocally deserves to be a unanimous first ballot Hall of Famer. I'll agree with him on the second part. The reason I bring that up, unless you read anything into that statement by Kraft.
No, I think it's funny because yesterday I think we had a couple people comment. They're like, well, how come the Pats haven't said anything about this? It's like, I mean, I guess they could. I mean, he hasn't been with them for a couple of years, but I get it. Like, I get it. They should speak out and say something, and they did. It was pretty clear-cut.
I was reading Charles Robinson today, and I can't remember if you were joking about it yesterday or a caller brought this up.
No, I was joking about this, not just in Robert's case, but with everybody.
I don't think Kraft is going to do it, but I think it'd be a great idea for Kraft from a PR standpoint. Charles Robinson wrote about this today at Yahoo. And maybe it's just an idea, or maybe he's hearing something. Honestly, he's a pretty plugged-in guy. Robert Kraft should decline. If Kraft gets in, he should decline it. And I don't...
What a move that would be.
I don't think his ego can handle it. He has been begging. He's had Stacey James beg on his behalf, begging to go into the Hall of Fame for 14 years.
Yeah.
So,
That would be unreal.
I don't think his ego could handle it, but...
Would it make up for the Dynasty hit piece?
Yes.
Yeah, it would. Now, you know who I think would be the only person that wouldn't like it?
Who's that?
Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick. Now, this is just me reading into it, but I don't think they have the best relationship in the
world. It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
World, I think it's very clear. And if Robert got in over Bill, Bill would obviously be annoyed by that. But then if Robert made this grand gesture, like, well, if you guys aren't voting in Bill, then it really, it doesn't even mean that much to me. And like, I'm not going to go in either.
Bill is
like, now you're making it about you?
Bill isn't letting Bill isn't letting Patriots scouts into North Carolina
for all of his
great NFL prospects. And now Robert Kraft is like, you know what? I got in. I'm making a statement. I'm not going. I don't think Kraft would do it. I don't think Kraft's ego could handle it. But what a power move that would be. And it would be like the trump card to end all discussions about a rift between Bill and Kraft, which I believe is real. We all watch the dynasty. We all know how Bill has carried himself since he's been out in New England. You can say some of it's fair if you want. I believe there's a rift. And at best, you know, it's very icy and frosty between the two. This would be something you could throw back at everybody. They don't like each other? Why did Robert say he wouldn't go into the Hall of Fame then because Bill wasn't in?
It'd be a wild PR move, and I think
it would be
New
so
England fans would eat it up.
It'd be so ridiculously popular, and it would go back to Robert Kraft, like, stop the lockout. He reached across the aisle with Jeff Saturday, and he looked him in the eye, and he said, we care about our players, and we're going to end this, when really they just cared about making more money. But it's another thing that could add to the legacy of Kraft as like a deal maker and someone who kind of raised above the fray.
So, I don't think ultimately he does it. I wonder, first of all, do we know he got in?
No.
Do you think he got in?
He would have to get, three of these five can get in. We know Bill's not in.
But we just heard the Kansas City guy be like, well, I voted for the three players.
No, it's true. But I'm saying we know it's not Bill, so his odds go up astronomically.
Oh, they go way up. I mean, now he has a 75% chance, I guess, of getting in. Is it, well, by the way, is it definitely three guys? No, right?
No, it's up to three.
Okay.
It could be zero, I think.
But you're right. But like, he definitely has a better chance. No, where I think it would really send an impact, and I don't think this happens either. Like, I think Bill is, like, amongst other players, coaches, is really well respected. Obviously, not enough by the voters in this process. But you saw the outpour of people from current guys like Mahomes. You got recently retired guys like J.J. Watt, all his friends like Jimmy Johnson. So let's say this year, it could be like Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten. Like, if those guys make a stink about it, that would be really, I don't think they do. I think maybe they make a statement like, hey, I'm thrilled to be going in. I think it's crazy that Bill's not in, whatever. And they kind of move on. But where you could really send a ripple effect would be like, if all say like Robert Kraft, Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Roger Craig are like, yeah, this is nuts. Like, we're not going.
Yeah,
in.
I mean,
it's not going to happen.
I give like a 0.5%. You know, like those other guys won't do. Why would Roger Craig's been waiting for years and years? What does he care?
No.
Kraft would have something significant to gain by doing it.
It would have to be more guys that are like related or connected to the whole thing.
But now Robert Kraft, who's basically the same age as Bill Polian, is going to sit it out.
Yeah.
When he's been waiting for 14 years, he's been waiting and waiting and waiting, and now he's going to roll the dice to wait another year. I don't see him doing it, but what a power move.
It'd be something else.
And what a massive PR win that would be. For even better than getting into the Hall of Fame, that'd be an even bigger PR win than getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it'd be pretty crazy.
And I find it interesting that Robinson's writing about it, because I wonder if it just dawned on him or if he's hearing things. That's what I wonder with him.
Yeah, maybe just like a little trial balloon. See what the response is. I'm sure the response, people would eat it up like a pot roast.
617-779-7937. We got Mike Vrabel on the way in the 1 o'clock hour. You want to hear him discussing the health of the quarterback, Drake May? I sure do. You're going to hear that in the 1 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for it. Coming up here on Jones and Keefe, we also have a Kiefer Madness for you next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Yep, those are four horses inside the Baker Walmart.
Built this giant statue of a human rear end, which he would later load onto his truck and drive down the interstate while headed to court hearings.
Hot wieners anywhere.
Regina.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
All right.
This is a new one, Jones. It's not new insofar as we go to Florida for this happenstance. But I don't remember. We've had stories, I would say, sort of in this ballpark, but not this specific.
Adjacent to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's find out what's going on down there. All right. I think they're going to tell you what's happening.
Deputies say a Seminole County man is accused of having sexual performances with a vacuum cleaner in public.
In public?
In public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think in the privacy of your own home, that should be allowed. Assuming it's a consenting vacuum, I think that should be allowed.
It's got to be your vacuum.
Yeah.
It's got to be your vacuum.
Yeah, I think in the privacy of your own home, no issue.
Yeah.
Public, I can see a problem with
public
this.
Public vacuum.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. So having sex with a vacuum. We had the guy that had sex with a car for several years, somebody else's car, which I think got him into the most hot water.
Yeah, well, that was what made it so hot.
This was
the thrill of that.
Yeah, there was a lot of thrill there. Yeah. Yeah, but this guy decided to just go the vacuum route in public.
Deputies say a Seminole County man is accused of having sexual performances with a vacuum cleaner in public at a resort. Now he is locked up.
Locked up. I never really
thought
of it.
At a resort. So
maybe this speaks to me. I've never really thought about it much as a performance.
You're soft snitching on
yourself. Yeah, personally, I've never really thought about
it
that way.
Every time it's an opportunity. To me, it's an audition. Every time. And I'm just trying to get the part.
But this is public. Maybe that's hence performance. Okay.
So he was at a resort.
Yes.
I don't know if he was staying at the resort or if he kind of stumbled into the resort. And then I'm guessing it was one of those things where maybe there were like a cleaning crew. You know how sometimes they have like the cart outside that they go in to maybe grab, change the sheets.
I've seen films that start this way.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But then he was just like, give me that vacuum.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to perform. And now people saw that. Then they go and they arrested him. I guess that's what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. There didn't seem to be a lot of buildup to it. It was just kind of right after it. It's not nice. It's not fair to the vacuum.
No, it's not.
According to investigators, video shows Kevin Westerhold roaming the halls of Windsor Hills Resort in Kissimmee without any clothes on and engaging in a sexual act with the device.
Which one? I mean, I think I know, but just I'm curious. We keep saying.
Oh, you're wondering the how?
Yeah, which act?
Oh.
Not which vacuum.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear.
Well, maybe it's some foreplay.
Maybe. Oh, he's just kissing it?
Yeah.
He's just kissing the vacuum.
I don't think
that's when he got arrested. He was fully naked walking around the resort. I don't think it was like a nudist resort or anything like that.
Doesn't sound like that.
Yeah.
No,
now,
people,
some of these vacuums,
Kissimmee.
Not to get too graphic here, Jones, but some of these have a lot of extensions, a lot of different attachments.
The Jones family vacuum has a few attachments.
Is that right?
Yeah, brag.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't really even get it. But sometimes there's the one for like a narrow space where you got the real like pointy narrow one where you get in there.
Okay.
But then there's the one with the brush on it. I don't even know what that one's for.
No, that just, especially if you have a dog, it's just like filled with dog hair.
I don't know what that's for.
Yeah.
And then there's like another attachment on there. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's what he found himself doing. I'm not sure.
According to investigators, video shows Kevin Westerhold roaming the halls of Windsor Hills Resort in Kissimmee without any clothes on and engaging in a sexual act with the device. Further investigation revealed another incident reported by his HOA. That report details a similar performance with that vacuum in the street.
In the street?
Okay.
Now you're just dangerous.
Yeah,
you're asking
street.
For trouble at
yeah,
that
if
point.
You're on your own property.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. Well, once you go into the street, now the HOA can complain.
So you grab like an extension cord go out there or what?
Well, great question.
There are wireless.
Battery operated?
Or battery, yeah.
Sure.
They're wireless vacuums.
Yeah.
Dustbuster.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? The way my head, I was assuming the vacuum wasn't even on. No, it probably for sure was on.
I would hope it was on.
My bad. I was just thinking like a vacuum like out in like the hallway, the guy just grabbed it. No, my bad.
No.
It for sure was on.
It was turned on. It was turned on in a bunch of ways, I'd imagine. So
you're at this resort.
Yeah.
You're walking down the hallway. Your wife's like, hey, I need a coffee. You're like, all right, I'm going to go get you coffee. You walk down the hallway. There's a gentleman in the middle of the hallway making love to a vacuum. Yeah. What's your move?
I go, that's nice. They look like a happy couple.
High five.
I was young, too, one day.
Yeah. I'm like, got the margaritas a little early, sir?
What?
No, you just turn around. You don't tell anybody. You don't even tell your wife. You just get back to your room.
Oh, no, I tell my wife. But I don't think I'd like report the man or anything like that.
I wouldn't either.
Hey,
he's on vacation.
Desk, I hate to interrupt your day.
I got next.
There's
I'm gonna.
There's naked man outside in the hallway.
Just standard line.
Sweet love.
Yeah. Like, I'm here for
whatever. Hey, bud. Good for you. When you're done,
how's that going?
I'm in.
So then they said, though, this guy. It happened another time, but in the street.
Yeah, his HOA reported him.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one was at a resort.
While you're down there, would you mind me?
That guy returned to the air, by the way. Man, you ever got that guy back on?
Quite possibly the most perfect usage of a drop in the history of this show.
2-game suspension for that guy.
Yeah.
For being funny?
Yeah.
Oh, seriously. For being funny?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's a crime. Can be funny now?
It's a crime to be funny.
Oh, it's a crime to have sex
with the
vacuum cleaner.
It was with the Flyers. The Bruins play tonight. We'll find out.
Oh, good play. So
check
what,
that out.
Do we know what type of vacuum it is?
I assume a like, powerful
is it,
one.
Is it like the little like
shop
the shark?
Vac. Wet, dry shop vac?
Shop vac. Yeah,
probably should be.
No, that'd be, he'd have to go to the hospital after that. It's like a all pain, little pleasure.
Like a Roomba?
Hopefully one of the ones non-bag.
Yeah. Like could be a Roomba. Could be like one of the
standard. Oh, not a Roomba.
I don't think it was a Roomba.
I think it was like a vacuum cleaner.
It could be.
Like a standard vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Whether it's plugged into the wall or not.
You're not. Got a lot of imagination on you over there.
Nope. Yeah. I didn't even think the thing was turned on at first. That's how dumb I am.
All different types of vacuums, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's
not going to turn away a vacuum.
You think he was attracted to the vacuum? Because
yeah.
I think that's what happened with the guy with the car before.
I think for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he allowed to car washes?
I would say no.
He's paying the $2 for air and vacuum.
Yeah. Yeah, you want the extra? You're like, yeah. Yeah, I do. Give me the deluxe
are you
package.
A pleasure model?
Yeah, awesome-o.
Weak.
But that's what we're dealing with here. Yeah, I wonder.
Oh, is that the end of the? Oh, I thought there was more
news
story.
No, that's pretty much the story.
Yeah,
but I feel like it reminded me of.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
I feel like it might be the same guy.
That's a sexual attraction to machines or vehicles.
It's close. It's adjacent.
If someone's having sex with your car for 3 years, it's kind of on you at some point, isn't it? It's like you probably should have noticed some signs.
Just spray him with the hose. You'll get off.
I would say you should have noticed some warning signs on your own car after 3 years.
I think it's got to be the same person. Now, I was just listening to the Bill Simmons rewatchables on Zodiac.
Oh.
There's a theory
sick
out there.
Brag, bro.
There's a theory that the Black Dahlia killer and the Zodiac killer, two of the infamous... Like, we never found out who it was.
Same.
Could be the same person.
And this could be the same person.
I would think so.
This is like we thought the Portland pooper and the porch pooper in Louisville were the same person.
Yes.
Of having sexual performances with a vacuum cleaner in public at a resort. Now he is locked up.
This could be the same guy.
That's an inside job.
I think it might be. I don't know which is
definitely
the gateway.
A job.
Do you go from cars to vacuums or vacuums to cars? I couldn't speak to it.
Well, I think start with a car.
Start with a car?
Yeah, and then you work way up to vacuums, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Start with the BBWs, work your way down.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Sense.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the madness, Kiefer Madness. Every Tuesday, most Thursdays, here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You'll hear from head coach Mike Vrabel in a seamless transition on the latest with Drake May coming up next.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.